Stop. All right.
Hey, and welcome back to Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice, a live play all-female Dungeons & Dragons podcast.
Yeah, baby.
This week we have a live studio audience.
This week we have a live studio audience, and we're back from a hiatus, but it won't feel like that to you. It's been months since we've recorded, but the same amount of time since we've put out an episode.
When was the last time?
We recorded for the last time in February.
February?
Yeah.
Shit. We're back.
We back.
Oh my god. I'm going ham.
And where we left back in February.
That was so stressful.
Was Griana being knocked unconscious in an alleyway.
I don't deserve it.
As she fell for a assassin's trick.
What,
of
like,
sorts.
Yeah, flirtation.
Yeah.
Flirtation.
It's like the most classic assassin's trick in the book.
It really made me think about Griana's sexuality, honestly. I was like, nah, never. It's been like 30 years since I've been flirted with.
How old is Griana canonically?
30.
I was a very sexy, sexy baby. And all the other babies on the block wanted her.
Hey, I got mono in kindergarten from kissing too many boys. So.
Ooh, really?
That's
yeah,
an idea.
Are you serious?
I'm fucking serious.
You got mono when you were 5?
Yeah.
When a boy told me he liked me in grade school, I called him disgusting and laughed. And, like, it was, like, this was, like, 5th grade. I was, like, old enough to know that was sorely mean.
See, I was just the type of girl that would hang out on Valentine's Day, like, waiting for, like, that movie moment of, like, my first kiss.
Someone to find you
in
would be, like, this whole
girl.
Time.
Yeah,
someone
she
to
said,
find
me. I know what this is. And I was, like, what? And she's, like, you aren't shy? And I was, like, okay. And then we just kissed.
Who?
In preschool. She's like, I found out about this thing. And I was like, okay.
It's called kissing.
It's called kissing.
You want to. I heard about this thing from the dark web.
I used to wear a lot of dresses, so I'd always flash them up. And I never wore underwear under my dress.
I called boobs.
I got one kiss from it one time out of like
the
dozens.
This needs to start being a drinking podcast.
My neighbor Chase Clark. Hi Chase, if you're listening.
When
hey,
I thought
Chase Clark.
For some reason my family wouldn't tell me what the name for boobs were, so I made up a word and called them hubbies. And I would like
that's
smart.
That's a good one.
Hubbies.
Show off your hubbies.
Yep.
Yeah, I would say
my
that
hubcaps.
I went to a Montessori preschool, and so they were very straight up forward. They said, you call it a penis and a vagina. And that
this
is
a very
it.
Different podcast.
I know. This is,
this is just
sorry, sorry. I thought we were doing guys we fucked for a second.
No.
That's a podcast. It's good. Listen to guys we fucked. Unnecessary plug because they're way more famous than us.
Oh, that's cool.
Hey, guys. So, last we left, you all had recently won the Heroes Gauntlet of Langdale to continue on to compete in Burnfort to maybe win the grand prize to be the heroes of Carleon, the kingdom that you reside in. Yeah, I realize that now. What is it with
Carleon?
I thought it was
Carleon.
Well, it is a
Same
little bit.
Thing.
It's Carleon, but I said it wrong.
Carleon.
Celine Dion.
Mike Myers.
I hate this.
Celine Dion, Mike Myers, Owen Wilson.
I hate
this. Hairspray.
Oh, God.
Moving forward.
So, to compete, and you won, and who knows if you will win later. But you kind of had a few difficulties in the way, in that Nicholas, Oltzwin, Rebecca, and Olivia's half-brother told you that assassins were after you, and you split up. And did not tell each other where you were going. And unfortunately, during that moment, Carly was taken by an assassin. Where to? Who knows? Dead? Who knows? Meanwhile,
backwards.
Meanwhile, Zill and Kai met up with Olivia and Nicholas right outside of Lavinia's room to see if they could scry and find where Phoebe is. Or Becca. Or Bianca. Everyone who is currently MIA. And we start there. About 30 seconds before the arranged meeting time, Zill is there early. Kai is there, having just dropped off Arthur to hang out with Mark, the Earl's son. They seem to have been getting along more lately. Nicholas, silent. And Olivia, silent. And it's about 30 seconds until the meeting time.
Where's Griana?
I don't know.
She is never late.
She's late sometimes. I did ask her, and she is late sometimes, but considers herself somewhat punctual when it matters.
Yeah, this is a pretty, like, pretty big thing, like, in finding Phoebe. I feel like this is something she wouldn't miss. Also, where could she possibly be in Langdale?
Well, she did. Did she tell us where she went?
I think she mentioned going to see Owen.
She went to go see Owen, I think.
Oh, that's right.
You think something might have gone bad there? I mean, because it's Owen. Last time I checked, didn't like Owen.
Right, but I feel like, I don't know. I feel like since, like, she's a winner, Owen wouldn't.
What?
I don't know.
I don't think that matters. Oh, you won something? Yes. I like you now. You won.
And at that point, Nicholas sort of, having listened in on you, says, I'm sorry, you all split up?
Yeah.
I'm just checking real quick. I told you that there were assassins in Langdale coming after you, and you split up.
Oh, yeah! You know, I did forget about that.
I didn't.
I did.
It kind of... Oh, God. Zill. You don't think.
I probably.
Anyways, have fun. I'm going to go find out where Bianca is. Later, losers. And he opens the door to Lavinia's room.
He's
back. All right.
Prestidigitation farts.
You did it. You showed him.
In his face area. Right when he opens that door, farts hit him.
Yeah, good. Magic is a responsibility. And he opens the door and sort of walks in, and Olivia looks kind of torn as to which place she is going, but then turns her head and moves to walk into...
Can I reverse pickpocket?
Yeah. You're gonna have to make a sleight of hand check.
Okay.
Alright.
Sorry. 16 plus 2,
18. Yep, that is a critical miss on her perception check.
Sweet. I slip it into her back pocket.
Alright, so you slip a letter into her back pocket.
Yes.
Okay.
I slip a letter into her back pocket.
All right, so Zill slips a letter into Olivia's back pocket, saying what? No one knows, and she disappears into the door as well. So you guys are standing outside the open door to Lavinia's, sort of where she's being kept during her stay here, and it looks like you guys have a bit of a decision to make.
Should we go? Should we stay?
Who's Lavinia again?
She's the grand wizard person.
She's the archmage.
Well,
grand
wizard. Okay, that's what I thought. I'm just getting her title again. You don't have to put that in the book, yes.
Cool.
I think we should look for her.
If we stay, though, we might be able to get answers from Lavinia.
We'd have to convince her to help us. Here's what I think. We could either stay here, try to convince her to help us out, or we can do footwork and start at Owen Wilson's, see if he saw anything, go from there.
Oh my God.
All right, let's go look for her.
Okay, so you guys are going to decide to go. All right, so you're going to Owen Wilson's.
Yes.
Okay, so you begin to make your way out of the castle. You actually still have two guards on you, John and Frank, so one of Phoebe's friends, and coincidentally, the guy that Kai happened to make love to. And
this is awkward.
Yeah.
Hey, Frank!
It has been for about a few days.
I don't know about that, do I?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't think that Kai is much of a sharer in that regard.
She's not.
No.
Especially
I frankly don't think
it was
they
like
care.
A crit fail.
Yeah.
Yeah. prefer they keep that.
Not a really.
Like you rolled a two and
not one to share, anyways. So you guys decide to head to Butcher Owen Wilson's house shop, which actually still is infested with rats, but you wouldn't know.
No.
But you haven't been there yet. Griana has, but she's not there now. Griana, actually, you somewhat begin to come to consciousness. And from the movement, you begin to feel and suss out that you are on the back of a horse.
What the?
Being
a horse?
Hauled over it, right?
Ow!
Yeah, so it's like being punched in the stomach a little bit every time. But you can't even, you are so not there that you can't even get words to come out of your mouth. And so thank you for the sound effects. You are making your way. You hear this repetitive motion, and eventually you hear this kind of weird, like, because you know the humans you could hear, you couldn't really hear what they were saying, but there were two humans, both voices sounding to a certain modicum familiar. But as the journey continues, you sort of hear this, what the hell? And you hear at the beginning sounds of a scuffle. Go ahead and roll a constitution saving throw for me.
Six.
Yeah, so you feel the weight of the person who's actually driving the horse, steering,
riding.
Thank you.
I'm just straight up on a horse, laying across a horse, or someone's riding away with me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm pretty big.
I know. And you can't. What you feel is the presence get out like from behind you. And you think, oh, this is my one chance to move. And as much as you try to convince your body, it is unable to respond to your request. And you start hearing the voices more clearly. You hear one voice who you can pick up as the assassin, who you know is Sarah, say, what the hell even was that thing? And then you hear a different voice go, oh, that's why it attacked. We were so close to its nest. And then Sarah's like, what on earth do we even do with those? And then the other voice is like, oh, keep it. They'll sell for a great price, and they're loyal to those who raise them, especially when they're young. So, I don't know, put it on top of the other thing you're hauling around. Let's go. And you see them, and you hear them get back up, and you hear more riding as you start taking off again, and then you return to unconsciousness. Phoebe, you're back.
I guess I am.
Yes!
In your home, in the treehouse, with a book in your hand, with a brand new book. And you're able to breathe for the first time in what feels like a long time. You're home in an eerily familiar, comforting environment.
I open the book.
You open the book. It is crammed. The writings in this book knew that they needed to preserve as much room as possible. So these pages are absolutely covered in words. And diagrams and drawings, and you can tell that sometimes the writing is logical, so you can tell sometimes it's prose, it's poetic, and you can actually see the handwriting change several times, 4, 5, and then you flip towards the end and you can see that about 30 pages are blank.
Okay.
And that's what a quick perusal gets you.
Okay.
Talkings about nothing in particular that you can grasp right now. It's not a specific one subject book. Sometimes it's even journal like an entry. But you're home.
Okay. I open my fridge.
You open your fantasy fridge. And
icebox.
And I'm sorry.
It was actually the most expensive thing inside your treehouse because it has to be enchanted by a source wizard first. And worth about 200 gold pieces. It's not a fucking joke, that fridge. It's not.
Damn.
You open it. It is completely empty because the last thing you made was cinnamon rolls, and that kind of used up the stock.
I close the fridge.
You close the fridge.
I check the pantry.
There is your tanglefoot business.
I take it.
In the pantry. All right. So you try to pack up as much. Are you taking like the stuff that's not yet fully grown? These are potted plants we're talking about.
I want to take my finished tanglefoot.
All right. You take your finished tanglefoot. And you have quite a bit of it yet because sales were slow last month for some weird reason.
Since everyone's dead now.
And since everyone's dead now, you know that all your contacts in Troutbeck are gone. And you put it in your bag. Put in your inventory 35 tanglefoot bundles.
35
tanglefoots.
35 tanglefoots.
35 foots of tangle. Hello? Is anyone home?
You don't hear anything. Are you looking out a window?
Yes. I'm looking all around. Phoebe's like really.
All right. So you're looking all around and you notice that and you see Troutbeck. Roll a perception check.
Oh, I know. I was trying to decide which pair.
Oh, okay. They're all so pretty now.
13.
Hey, that's not bad for Malia Schaefer.
Right? 15.
So things are somehow same and very different all at the same time. You see that it is only charred remains, which is what you remember it being when you left it originally. But several things catch your eyes all at once. The most surprising to you being the thin line of black leaves that seems to encircle the town of Troutbeck.
Oh, fuck that.
And you notice that, yes, the buildings are all burned down, but the trees are dead too. and there's no sign of organic life in there, from apart from the few cultists you see. It looks like they've still been staying there. It looks like they've sort of made a base here. And you notice that you actually hear a few voices as your look, as your gaze travels downwards. You see that there are two cultists approaching your treehouse.
Okay.
Oh my god.
You hear them briefly talking to each other. One is like, yeah, I heard that they got that weird half-orc girl that Boss got in a fight with. I think they got her en route here or something. I don't know. They said ready it up for tonight. I guess it's a whole thing. And the other one's like, but why do we need to come to this dumb fucking treehouse? I was busy. He was like, listen, I just hear that there was beanbags here. Apparently on the original scouting, they found beanbags. And you know that I would like a few more places to sit. And you hear them.
I love them.
You hear the cultists approaching.
That sucks.
Welcome.
Hey, you cultists need a place to sit, guys.
I love a stupid southern cultist who wants a beanbag chair.
And you arrive at Owen Wilson's place.
Go in.
You're right through the door. Right.
Is he there?
It's relatively empty. It actually, you could see that he was actually walking over towards the door to sort of lock up for the night. No, you're meeting midday. Just kidding. He was going to leave to go to lunch. And you see him sort of walking towards the door, and he stops when you see you guys, like, push yourselves in.
Yes, we're in. We went through the door at the same time.
Yeah.
It was weird. Yeah, it was weird.
You got stuck for a second.
Yeah, but we got it. We went through.
Our hips grazed each other, Zill.
Owen. I refuse to acknowledge that. Owen.
Yes.
We work for Griana.
Where is she?
Yes.
Oh,
She's not... She's missing.
I remember her saying something about a cute girl that she had run into and that she was going to take a chance on fate or something.
You didn't see them walk off anywhere?
No.
Didn't see what direction?
No. Sorry.
Cute girl. Do we know any cute girls?
My daughter, she's adorable. If you're looking.
Oh, and we don't care.
Okay. You know, Brianna and I had a very pleasant conversation. I think we
I put my hand on his hand.
Yeah.
Hey, I take it and I hold his hand. Hey, Owen?
Yeah.
I don't care. And then I leave. let's go look for clues.
All right.
I want to look outside around the shop and look for clues.
Ooh, Cooper. Maybe Cooper can pick up a scent.
Yes, let's see if Cooper can pick up a scent.
Hey, Cooper, do you smell the scent of a cute girl anywhere? See any, like, footprints?
See, hey, Cooper, I don't know, you can't understand me. Or I can't understand
Boss,
you.
Boss, why are you letting her touch me?
I'm sorry. See if you could pick up Griana's scent.
Oh, pick up Griana's scent, Cooper.
We're looking for the big G, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, what? Noises.
All right. Cooper says, do you have anything of hers that I could sort of, like, pick it up on? I know I'm super familiar with it, but it helps if it's a fresh scent, you know?
Do you have anything of hers?
Oh, I have one of her bone clips.
You know what? Since that's so essential to Griana, I'm going to let it.
Let's go.
Actually, no. The people on Reddit gave me a good strategy. Oh. All right, you do have one of her bone clips.
Thank you, Reddit.
Yes.
Thank God. Thank you, Reddit.
All right, Cooper takes a scent and he... you set him down?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Shart, she's using a prop now. A prop, Cooper. Good. Anyways. Yeah, they did. Anyways, roll for Cooper an investigation check.
Would I just use my points then?
No, I'm using mine.
7.
All right, you see Cooper sort of wandering around, and he leads you a one block, and then another, and he looks really determined for this next block, and then he stops. He turns around, his ferret body turning a gentle blue, and he says, I'm sorry, boss. I think I lost it.
Ah, Cooper.
I'm so sorry, boss. I tried real hard.
It's okay. At least you tried.
That's all I can do, boss. Can I still have some meats?
Yeah, I got a little nibbly here for
Thank you.
You did good.
Where are we? What does the area look?
You are in a sort of residential block. So this is mostly houses.
What is that noise?
Oh, maybe we should check
in construction.
So what? My guess is that this cute girl is either a cute girl that Grianna's giving a shot, or she's bad. And remember how Nicholas told us assassins are out for us?
Yeah, and yeah, she's bad. Probably. That's probably
she's
what
bad.
It is.
So, where do bad people hurt other people? Alleyways, right?
Oh my god! No fucking way! You get disadvantage on your next roll. Metagaming don't get to happen at my table. No more.
Is there any...
You're on probation.
I'm learning.
Where do bad people do things? Alleyways,
right? Here.
And then a sniper shoots Kai right between the eyes. So next, everyone's dead.
And it was Phoebe with her guns.
Phoebe with an assault rifle is in the nearby building and puts ends the podcast.
Can I look around to see if there's any, like, can I ask one of the guards, do you know of any, like, sketchy places in town? Because, like, I don't know of any sketchy places in town, I assume.
Right, right.
So I go, hey, do you...
Which one are you asking?
Both of them. Hey, do you guys know any, maybe sketchy places, maybe sketchy ways to get places? I don't know.
Frank says, well, any place at night in Langdale, a little bit sketch.
Yeah.
And, I would say, other than that, there's, like, that two blocks right before you get to the sort of, like, mercantile docks sitch that can get kind of sketched sometimes. It's where the seedier bar is.
Let's go there.
Huh. Okay.
All right.
We go.
All right, so you guys start walking off to the seedier bar, and we are back where it actually all began. You wouldn't know, but... As you are slowly brought to consciousness one more time, you hear a still, familiar voice say, "Heal her, I don't have time for her to be all weird." And
you're ready.
As you hear footsteps out the door, and you fall unconscious again, and the next thing you know, you are being brought to with a cultist who's sitting in front of you, having just healed you. You are back up to 45 hit points, and you see a relatively younger elven cultist looking at you, dark, ashy brown hair, female, who looks and sees that you're awake and then immediately stands up and leaves.
That's right, stand up.
And you try to stand up and you realize you are, you're telling them to stand up.
Yeah, get up,
okay.
Stand up.
Okay, you realize that you're maybe not as intimidating as you'd like to be because you're tied to a chair.
I'm confused.
You're still working. And you start taking in your surroundings, and there are a few things you see. One, you see a dead body about 3 feet away from you.
Yeah. I threw up.
And it takes you a second to really get up the guts to sort of look at the face, and you realize that it is the face of the assassin.
What?
Sarah.
She's dead?
Her dead body is there.
Is this a ruse?
And then... You look over to the side, and you see this weird sort of creature that you've never seen before, picking at meats that were left over from the fire. It's a very small, maybe a very, very fat cat-sized, stockier, though. And it has a grayish feather fur to it. And it seems to be with these wide, wide owl griffin eyes.
It's an owl griffin.
And it seems to be sitting there, just plainly very young, maybe about 2 months old, just eating the meats that it can find from around. And it's a very cute image, but it quickly leaves as you watch your favorite as that blonde elven girl from the bar walks in.
Not
with
you
a bright
again.
Smile on her
hi.
Face.
And I say, hi.
How are you? Are you doing okay?
Yes.
Oh, that's so good to hear.
I'm better than I was before.
Oh, Oh, mm-hmm. That's good to hear.
Yeah,
that's
I don't know good if you know, but I...
And she actually, she pulls out, she's holding forward, she brings this forward, and you can actually tell it's one of your meat cleavers.
That's my from meat your shop. Cleaver.
She goes, it is. I've sort of been looking around this quaint little place. It's actually quite nice.
It's not quaint, it's intense, and it's cool. It's my meat shop.
Oh. So we're still going to be...
topic of meat shops.
We're still going to be a little adversarial, are we?
I'm sorry. We need to acknowledge that Liz said the hot topic of meat.
I don't know. Would you consider Griana Meats and More as the hot topic of meat shops?
It's not.
More of the Spencer's?
Shut that one down.
Blue 21.
It's definitely the limited more, two of meat
yeah,
shops.
Yeah, it had a cute little garden out front. We remember we mentioned
that. Oh, yeah, you kept a garden out front.
All right, back to what we were saying before.
And you see Blondie go, oh, are we doing a sort of adversarial, mean thing? Is that what we're doing now?
No, I'm just... sticking to who I am.
I'm just kind of, you know, sad because Oren said all you guys did with him was flirt, and I was, I don't know, I thought that
we... I can flirt with you.
Let's see it.
How's it going?
Not good enough, sorry. So,
you
I do need to know
great.
Things.
I know.
There are a few things I need to know.
Sure.
And, let's think about this way. This can either be, a relatively easy
yes.
death for you.
Oh, no, I'm not dying.
Or it can be a little drawn out and miserable. And I'm going to let you decide because I'm feeling nice today.
I don't think you're feeling nice because you want to kill me. So a nice person would not kill someone.
I've killed everyone else in your dumb little town, and I don't know why you think you'd be any different.
Can I ask you a question? Because if I am going to die, I just want to die knowing what I
yeah,
want.
Yeah, go for
Why'd
it.
Why'd you do that?
Oh
that
my
was
gosh.
So
that
awful.
Is a story and a half. But I'm actually going to ask a question first, just because, you know, hosts, pleasure. Where's
sure.
the journal?
What journal?
Oh, we got the stupid one. Cool. So you guys
Thank
lifted
you.
A book from the bookstore.
What
out
bookstore?
Of, and she walks over towards you, and she sort of looks at the meat cleaver,
oh my God.
And then at you again.
Yeah.
And she says, one more time.
Okay, fine. To be honest, someone has the book, the journal.
It's one of you, right?
Someone.
No, it's one of you.
I don't know.
Because she doesn't know nobody knows I gave it to...
You have
it
back.
I know. I have the pouch.
Okay.
Though, yeah.
See, exactly.
Yeah.
No one knows who has this journal.
Katie Manu. Anyways, she says, who do you think has it?
I think Nicholas might. Nicholas
and
might.
Just like that, you feel a sharp impact as she backhands you across the face.
Ow!
And
bitch!
You take...
bitch in a half!
And you take 3 points of backhand damage.
That's fine, I'll take it.
Yeah,
non-lethal. Yeah. Yeah. Well, she dies.
I prefer to call it backhand damage.
Yeah. If I die by backhand slaps, that's going to be epic.
That's going to be real good. She says, sorry, let's try this again. Do your friends love you?
Yes. Yes.
Do you think they'd do anything to save you?
Yes.
And they have the journal?
I don't know.
I think that they do, so let's see how long it takes them, shall we?
Let's hope they leave it at home.
And then they say, and then you hear her turn her head, and you say, it's all right to come in.
Who?
And following her, you almost feel this darkness follow you into the room.
Why did it just get colder in here?
And you are inside a treehouse, Phoebe.
Okay, so...
And two cultists are coming.
I don't quite know how to handle that alone. Can I hide? Can I sneak out? Of my treehouse.
Well,
while
there is one entrance to your treehouse. That's kind of a canonical treehouse thing. One entrance, one exit.
You're so small. You're so small. Hide in a drawer.
Hide
All right.
Fridge.
I take
yeah. Gina Jones.
I take 10 of my weed, and I leave it on the table to distract.
So you put 10 of the weed out on the table. Sorry, 10 of the tanglefoot out on the table
ten
to
weed.
Distract these two guys.
And
then you.
I cut open a bean bag and I
climb
inside.
All right.
If you were a wizard, you could have taken mending, so then you just mend it behind
and
you.
And I just hold it.
All right, I'm going to need you to roll several things.
Okay.
And the first is a stealth check. So give me the result of that.
Two.
Wait, plus. All right.
Plus three.
And then I'm going to need you to roll a perception check.
Two. Four.
No matter how many dice Molly buys, she will never get roll higher than a two.
So I can't wait to die.
They catch her with her leg just in the beanbag.
Well, actually, Phoebe is very sure that she's got it. That she's gonna nail this. And she puts the Tanglefoot out on the counter to distract the two arriving cultists, and you actually hear the sound of your door being broken open.
No!
Yeah.
I don't.
And you hear footsteps as people come up the stairs. And,
oh, God.
Sorry. And, they walk in, and, you can't see them because you're inside a beanbag, but you hear this, oh, sick, man, look at all this Tanglefoot. You hear this one guy, the one guy walk over, and he's like, the other one's like, nah, man, I've been clean for a while now, but, do you think someone was in here before us? He says, oh, just the one who was casing the joint, but that guy's not the type to take anything, and that guy says, yeah, but, they're a little beanbag beads all over the ground. And I don't know what that's about.
Phoebe is hyperventilating.
And he
is moving out.
It's like a vibrating beanbag.
And you hear footsteps that get louder, get closer, and then you feel you're holding it closed,
yes.
But you feel a pair of hands try to pry it open. Oh, are you going to let it open, or are we doing a contested strength
Contested
check?
Strength check.
All right.
13.
Yes.
Wait.
So high.
14.
Wait,
you
could she add athletics?
No.
Come on. Oh, no, because that's a strength check.
So the feedback manages to stay shut.
Did I out? Am I stronger than
you? Yeah, you are. And
this guy's a weak bitch.
And then he says, Terry, I think that something is holding this beanbag closed right now. I hear it breathing. And Terry goes, what the fuck? And you hear them begin to walk over. And if you're not doing anything, then they are going to get a surprise round. So.
Can I burst out?
No, you did that, keeping that thing shut. I need to know if
Yep, my AC is 12.
You burst out, you say, bean bag, more like, surprise bag.
Well, we're going to workshop that a little bit more.
Bean bag.
Y'all like Kinder surprise eggs?
No.
Bean bag, more like, burst bag.
Okay. I need to know, does a 12 hit...
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's Macy. Exactly.
Okay, oh, shit. No, sorry. Sorry. Nope, that's an 11. I can't add.
Beanbag. You're
lucky just this once.
More like Bazinga bag.
Stop!
No!
And...
I'm calling it there.
I'm bit supervisor.
Bit supervisor, Carly Street. Throws out Bazinga chair as an A-plus bit. So, you actually... feel not someone trying to pry apart the bag, but you actually feel the pressure of the bag being relieved in, say, other ways, as a sword is driven through it, missing you by 0.5 centimeters. Please roll initiative.
Why the heck they do that?
And we are at the entrance of a seedy tavern.
Oh, that's us.
Yep.
Oh, hey.
Are there anybody is... Okay, I've... Two ideas.
Well, first and foremost, this bar is called Polly's Cracker.
Polly's Cracker.
Do they have free saltines?
They do, but you're not inside yet.
I have two ideas. One, look for clue. Two, we make it very obvious that we are with Grianne. If there's any more of them, we capture one of them.
Cool.
Okay.
So you start to step towards the inn, and you hear some static in your head.
Both of us?
It's faint, yes. And no one around you sort of reacts to it. You hear a voice pierce through into your brains. And it sounds like, "Hey, how about we play a game tonight? You bring the journal, I'll bring your friend, and we'll see who wins."
Did you hear that?
Meets and more? ASAP.
And then is it gone?
And then it's gone.
Okay, so you heard it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Did I hear it?
You actually did as well. But we will.
I have a question also. Is the journal, does it have a bunch of blank pages? Or is it all filled?
It's all filled.
I will tell
you.
You read it all?
Yes. And none of it seems... he's talking about people that he's ran into since.
What if it burned it?
Oh, but what are they going to do to Griana?
What if we on our way there made a copy of it? Yes. I can scribe it down.
All of it?
Yeah. I mean, we already know the first page, so that's fine.
Yeah.
And we can just decode it later, but I'll copy it all down.
She wants a journal. Never said everything in the journal had to be there.
Oh. But what if not every part of Griana is there?
That's true.
Oh, that's good.
Karma. Sure.
She would not be the same without her.
Sure.
Yeah? Yeah? Okay, let's take the long way then, so I can do this.
You want to take the long way? Griana might not have that much time.
Okay, I guess I'll just write as fast as I can. Is there like a corner store where I could just pick
roll up? An intelligence check.
Five.
So, 45 minutes on horseback. Back to Trout Beck. This is 75 pages. Even if you did one page a minute, which would be miraculous.
Well, I'm going to do as much as I can.
You'd still be losing time. And you're riding on the back of a horse. How do you exactly plan on doing this?
Let's just go.
Okay, I'll just write it. I have
scraps. What does the journal look like?
It's a very plain black journal. No, it's leather. No markings on the front. Two strings that you can tie it together.
Okay. Let's go. I have a plan.
What's the plan?
Because if she can get into our mind, don't worry.
If she's in your mind, then she's in your mind.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll just copy down as much as I can on the way there, whether it's of use or not.
You're not going to be able to do that on horseback. Let's just go.
Steady hand.
Let's just go.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Roll a sleight of hand check.
What is she doing?
I think that gets to count as handwriting as well.
Oh. I thought we weren't riding on the horseback.
We get there, just for when I need to know.
I was so close to 19, but it's a 3.
Cool. So you guys begin to, you know that Grindel is around here in the castle stables somehow, but that's one horse and you two are just going to plan on riding together?
Yeah.
Also, the guards, two guards are with you right now as well.
Hey,
and,
guys. When we get to the gate.
Okay, you go to the castle. You get Grindel.
Frank and I, make weird eye contact every once in a while.
Frank.
So you were standing next to the manor, the Chapwood Manor, with Grindel now in your arms, and...
What race are the other two?
They are both human.
Both human?
The guards? Mm-hmm.
What language do you speak?
Primordial and Common.
Let me look one more spell.
And then you can tell me why you would know that Kai knows Primordial.
I could ask her too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who speaks Primordial? Is that just Earth Genasi language?
Oh.
Like I'm.
Yes. It's a very ancient language.
Ancient language. Yes. Okay. I like that. So if I found writings on a cave wall, I could probably.
Okay,
we'll see. I think we've been there.
To see if the cave drawing. One of my spells I have would let me speak it, but it only lets me understand.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Sorry.
Alexa.
And you are beginning to get on a horse, and you see Frank and John sort of go, horsing up for what?
Horsing up? More like horsing around.
We're trying to find our friend.
Oh, yeah, that's why you guys have been around, right. Yeah.
You coming with?
What? Where are you taking the horse, dude?
Troutback, right?
We're going to be back an hour tops.
You know that Boss said that was a hashtag no-go.
What if Boss doesn't have to know? We can hook you up with some Tanglefoot.
Oh, Frank, you told me how much of a fan you are of Tanglefoot.
Hey, you guys like roses?
I think that they're the most beautiful flower, yeah.
I have a rose.
Listen,
I can give you a robe.
There's one thing I like more than everything else in this world, and that is job stability. And,
Frank. If you lose your job,
I just don't want you to act like we have any special thing going because we super don't.
Here's the thing.
Okay. That's rude.
We'll make up a story where you guys are not at fault. We could say we were ambushed or something.
How about we'll just go talk to the boss right now.
How
and
about?
We'll
fine,
go,
you go talk to the boss.
You go talk to the boss. We'll chill here.
Yeah. We'll wait for you.
Have roll a deception check.
Okay.
Oh.
It's going to be 7 for me.
Mm-hmm. What's deception under?
Charisma.
13.
Yeah. He says, listen, guys, you've been doing this whole trouble-causing thing, and,
are we on the horse?
Yeah.
Go! And I see him off.
And
go.
You take off on the horse, and you hear some, hey, what the fuck? Stop that horse! No!
Bye, Frank!
I
do a shimmy.
Tell the guards at the gate! As you sort of, run, and then I need to do a few rolls here.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Okay. So.
It was my friends.
They've been gone for maybe. You've been out for maybe an hour and a half.
I'm gonna die!
Yes, but isn't that sort of a nice afterlife, everyone's your friend thing?
No.
Okay, I'd agree with that.
Yeah, I'm never gonna be your friend.
I wasn't asking for friendship. I do,
never,
however...
I'm never gonna be your friend.
So...
I also was a singer. I'm sorry, I'm kind of reflecting on my life.
Yeah, that's fine. And then she sort of turns around and she's like, where are you? And this darkness falls.
Okay,
and
that makes sense.
A presence walks into the room and your heart sort of leaps for a second because you recognize this body. It's the missing property brother. And you recognize the body, but just barely.
Just wait till I tell my friends
because,
I saw this.
Because it's not quite the same skeleton in the same body anymore.
I'm sorry, what?
You heard me.
I did, but I don't think I understood.
It looks to be inhabited, and the eyes are unmistakable. It looks like that Vrock that you met a while back when Trapbeck was burning has taken over this body.
The what?
The raven thing that you... Yeah.
Well, you look different. I don't know what it is about you, but you look a little bit different.
And the property brother breaks out into the widest smile and sort of walks over to you.
Everyone keeps doing that to me.
With
I'm
this
not
really
appreciating
eager
his big
eyes
smiles.
And just sort of puts his hand...
Please don't touch me.
...on your face.
Don't touch my face.
And keeps it there.
Get off my face. Get off my face.
It's auto-tuned somehow. Okay.
And you just hear this voice whisper, perfect.
No.
In the back of your mind.
I have many flaws.
And the two of them, the Vrock and Blondie, sort of exchange a look and sort of nod at each other. And the Vrock goes to leave. And Blondie kneels in close to look at your face. And she says, So, this was really good. I was really happy to hear about your singer background. I feel like that was really good sort of flavor text for the whole thing.
Yeah.
But I have some things to do before tonight. And I know that you never got the chance to be on the star of the show as a singer, but in tonight's little show, I promise you will be the star. And with that... She walks out of the room.
Listen here, sweetie. You're not going to be killing me tonight.
She's gone. And you are left yelling in your burned down husk of a meat shop. And the only things with you...
No!
The only things with you is Sarah's dead body.
Sarah! Oh my God. I hate you, but that's sad you're dead.
And a small little creature who has now run out of meats to eat and is now just kind of looking at you with its head cocked to the side. Blankly. Phoebe.
What's your name?
Unfortunately, the cultists get to go first. I need to know, does a 11 hit you again?
Nope.
Doesn't. All right, your turn.
See,
this is another gone wide beanbag shot, unfortunately.
This is just like Molly Shaffer talking. I don't know how I'm going to solo two cultists.
I don't know how you go either.
Okay. Phoebe.
She gonna die.
I have a plan. Phoebe bursts forth from the beanbag chair. And I think I'm gonna not die.
She thinks she's gonna not die. Look how cocky she is.
I don't know. I'm very afraid. I just have a spell that might help.
So, after a gone wide stab to the beanbag chair, it is now in your court.
So, I'm going to do a couple of things. I burst forth from the beanbag chair.
You burst forth from the beanbag chair.
I'd just like to know the reaction before I continue.
Well, you just hatched from an egg, and they're sort of taken aback. You know, they sort of jump back a little, but they realize it's just like a gnome girl. And they're kind of like, oh. Mm.
And Phoebe...
But her hair is white, and she holds an orb with an eyeball in it, so...
Yes.
Some startling things about it.
Can I slap one of them real fast before I... Just like a quick...
Are you casting a spell this turn?
Yes.
Then no.
Okay.
Cast it with the slap.
No. Mm-hmm. And she says, you can take the beanbag chairs. And then
but
I'm
going to... You can't take my freedom.
You can't take my freedom.
Oh my god.
And then I'm going to cast Misty Step, which is a... I'm going to look out the window.
Mm-hmm.
And it briefly surrounded by silvery mist, you teleport up to 30 feet to an unoccupied space that you can see.
Yep.
I'm going to teleport the fuck out of that treehouse and go scrambling into the woods. She goes, look over there, and teleports.
And you teleport away, and with Misty Step, they don't get an attack of opportunity. So you are split out of this universe into the material plane and back in the ethereal realm
Do they have a horse?
Do they have a horse? They did not. They walked over because they were coming from the meat shop.
Can I tell that they were coming from the meat shop?
You kind of saw that they were walking from Troutbeck towards your treehouse.
Okay.
House.
I'm going to run to the woods to, like, hide and try and slowly make my way to the meat shop.
So you start jogging towards...
I'd like to, like, hide from them before I... Because I think they'd be they could easily see me if I'm just, like, walking to the meat shop.
So you start running towards the direction of that. Go ahead and roll a stealth check for me.
3? I've literally only rolled 2s.
I know.
This is, like, really sad.
You were in the same room as Will Wheaton, and I think it only made the curse worse.
Yeah. I'm gonna cleanse your dice.
How does that... Is that, like, a...
Enema? I can put a positive affirmation for good rolls on it.
Oh, that's good.
Get rid of any negatives.
Like, so, but really you kind of, you roll bad sometimes too, so.
I know.
So, just like that, you are disappeared into the woods, and you do not know if the cultists saw you head in that direction or not. What happened is you were able to sort of disappear, you know, bump down here, and then kind of run under your treehouse.
Mm-hmm.
So, to kind of throw them off, because you were, right beneath them for a certain amount of time. So, you do not know if they saw you or not. Kai and Zil, you are racing.
I don't know the song.
Who's driving the horse?
Me, because I started the...
Okay.
Yeah.
And Kai is on the back trying to scribe this journal to make a separate copy of it.
It's not... I'm pretty good at the pictures.
As soon as we get within, 20 minutes of the town, I want you to slip it back in the pouch if that's on me.
Okay.
Oof. So, you guys are racing towards Troutbeck, and about halfway on the distance you see 2 men on horse who aren't really looking at you in particular. They're actually going to pass you on each of their own horses as well, but you would recognize those cloaks anywhere.
Oh.
These look to be cultists as well. So you are now going to get the option of proceeding or stopping.
Well, I slyly put the journal in Zill's pouch.
Yes.
A horse wouldn't be a humanoid creature.
No.
Okay.
I speak with animals, if that helps.
I was going to use hold person on a horse.
Okay.
Hold horse.
What do you want to do? I want to stop him. That's me.
Okay.
Can I just cast something then?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, I do have Mendes.
Send it to Lauren.
As we pass them, I want to slow down, and I want to cast. It's not gonna do very much damage, but it'll get us off the horses. Maybe sword burst on the person to my right. They have to make a dexterity saving throw, but I assume they would have a disadvantage because it's like a surprise and they're on horse.
Uh huh.
They're only gonna take a d6.
All right. Go ahead.
A
force damage.
Okay, they take 5.
Yo, right, Zill.
Force damage.
That's cool. A cloud of swords like form around them, and like spectral blades sweep around them and hits them.
All right, so just like that, you conjure this cloud of blades to sort of hit this man
and the horse because it gets everybody.
And the horse, so that's. You can go ahead and roll damage. I'm going to let you roll
on the
damage.
Horse? I rolled 5 already.
Oh, 5 already? Okay. And you see the cultist fall off his horse and start sputtering. He's, like, starting to get back up. And you see the other one pull his reins on his horse as well to sort of stop and deal with this situation.
Very quickly, can I say something to Kai?
Yes.
Keep one alive.
Okay.
And we are going into initiative.
Right?
Yes, you two are in initiative as well.
I crit failed.
Ooh, 20.
All right, let's get this fight going.
Oh my gosh.
All right, Kai, you get to go first.
I go into rage.
All right, you rage out.
Rage.
Boom, 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 and I have my morning star.
With your morning star, you go to hit. And tell me, what doth the lady roll?
Doth the lady roll?
What doth the lady do to make Carly laugh so hard?
An 18
plus. All right.
Oh, plus 7.
First question is: are you attacking the one who just pulled back on his horse, or the one that was already on the ground?
The one that's already on the ground.
It's a beautiful sight. Roll damage.
6.
And just like that, you bring down your morning star on his head, and his head is now part of the gravel.
Whoa.
Damn.
Absolutely crushing his head in.
Ugh.
It was a lot like a curb stomp, but with, say, a mace. And so I'll just take him out of initiative order. And his friend is sort of seeing what the heck just happened. He says, what the? Oh my God! And you, and he, and just here. And he actually, rain whips his horse. I wish my horse roommate was here. My roommate is a horse, but I just wish, what is that? To spur it on, and he actually moves to U-turn it.
Okay.
To go back from whence he came. You are not in range to get an attack of opportunity.
Okay.
But you are.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I take my whip.
Mm-hmm.
And then she knows.
Tell me more. Oh my God, please knock this out of the park.
Ooh. Oh my God, I got a 24.
Oh my God. God damn. So, this
damage.
And the damage.
You crack this whip.
Hell yeah, Indiana Jones.
I didn't so cool. Wait, what's a d4, the triangle?
Yes.
Yeah. A 1 plus 4 is 5. Is that right? Yeah. It's whatever is on top.
Yeah.
All right, so you crack this whip. And you actually see it catch onto his forearm, and you tug it, Indiana Jones style, and he flies off his horse and onto the ground, and you hear him hit his head on the fantasy crete, and fall unconscious.
Oh, he's unconscious now?
He's now unconscious.
He's not dead.
He just hit his head on the ground.
Now we can't talk to him.
After being at 2 hit points.
Jeez.
Yeah, he's unconscious.
Here, I'll take him and put him on my shoulders. Okay, I'm gonna tie him up with my rope from my explorer's
pack. His horse.
I'll take his horse, and he's on my shoulders. Thank
All right,
you,
he's
Zell.
On your shoulders, and you're riding more?
Yeah, we each have a horse now.
Yes, and the other horse is
I loot the other guy, the dead
you
one.
You loot the other guy, you find a Dispara raven necklace, 12 gold, and a potion of healing.
Does the unconscious one have bleed on him? Are these the guys that were in my house?
Mm-mm.
Okay. No, because they didn't have the country voices.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I love that little man. I didn't want to hurt him. I couldn't bring myself to hurt him. Even though he's bad.
Terry?
I love
and so,
Terry.
Chasing the scared horse that is about
Oh, fuck that, then. Just get on the
feet.
Horse. Come on.
Well, no. Because there's the one horse that, was on the other guy who's still up, but a little bit damaged.
Oh, okay.
And then there was the horse who was on the other guy who was pulled off, but the horse kept riding back, forward, back towards Troutbeck. And you were an all-out dash to Troutbeck. Griana, I need to know if you're doing anything while tied up.
Not the usual stuff I do.
That's what I was waiting for. Yeah, there we go.
Oh, no. I'm just kidding.
Oh, God.
Which nene?
Oh, God.
Okay. Well, I'm right as we left off, I was looking at the owl griffin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hello? Hi. Oh, what's your... Do you have a name?
So, do you have to speak with animals?
Actually...
Yeah, because you're a ranger.
Yeah, I do.
Is it a spell?
Yeah.
You gonna cast it?
Yeah, I'm gonna cast it. Okay. I cast Speak with Animals.
Okay.
And I say, hi, what's your name?
What?
Did you hear me say
God damn, when are me and Molly gonna get pets?
Oh my God.
A pet session.
How can I understand? I can understand you.
Yeah, I just cast a spell. My name's Griana. Did you just hear me singing?
Yeah. Is that what that was? Okay.
Other than that, I'd love to know what you thought of what I sounded like in my notes.
It was pretty good.
Thank you. What is going on? How long have you been here? What have you seen?
I arrived on the horse with you.
You did? Oh. You know what? When I was going in and out of consciousness, I kind of heard them picking up eggs. Were you there?
Yes.
The prisoner.
Are you my mom now?
What?
Are you my mom now? They killed my mom. Are you my mom?
They killed
now?
Your mom?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm your mom. Yes, I... Of course... Of course I'll be your mom. Do you have any questions for me?
Mm-mm.
What's your name?
I don't know.
Are you a boy or a girl?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sorry. This owlbear has an intelligence of... Owlgriffin has an intelligence of... Oh, what was that? Two. So, yeah, I'm not...
it's a baby.
Yeah, it's like a wee babe.
Come here.
This is a wee babe.
Come here.
Carly.
Naming? I'll name.
What would Griana Arande name her pet owlbear?
I just saw lightning outside.
Hell yeah.
Fantasy lightning?
Wait.
Thunder? Lightning? I'm gonna name my owl griffin Frightening.
Phoebe and Molly Schaefer both
on
die.
Naming your owlbear Frightening?
No, I'm naming my owlbear Lightning.
Lightning.
No, my owl griffin.
Your owl griffin. I'm going to say owlbear all the time, and I'm
my
so
gosh,
sorry, because that's a Dungeons and Dragons, like, creature for real.
Lightning or Yilrak, which is my name backwards.
Yilrak? You're stepping on Liz's territory, but as long as she's into
true.
It.
I like
I
it.
Don't care, though. That's
are we,
cool.
Are we like not matoning or...
Oh!
Zachary Levi,
Elvin
backwards.
Alvin!
Alvin!
I think I might have to name my owl griffin Alvin. Wait,
you can name
this
whatever
is hard? Alvin or Ma?
Matone? This is yours. This
La
is yours
La
to
La
have
Land.
And to hold.
I still have the note you wrote.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm going to... I don't know what your name is yet. Little guy.
Me either, so...
Okay. God, we're in captivity, so...
I think I could leave. Do you want me to?
No, wait.
Okay.
Wait, yes, but no, why would you leave? To go get a key to help?
What's a key?
Fuck, you are very dumb. but you are my dumb. So this is a beautiful relationship,
my
I can already
dumb.
Tell.
Oh my God.
Oh, can you get me untied, please? That's what we need to do. Please get me untied.
And with that, the owl griffin sort of walks over, and you are going to, as it, roll attack on your ropes. So look at what its stats are for its claws.
This is so cute. Can I keep this?
Mm-hmm, that's yours forever.
Oh, my little guy. Okay, his attack is 7.
All right, and now you're going to do the same, but for the beak.
Okay.
Try one more great. One more again.
For beak. Okay. That's a 9. So 9 plus 5, 14.
Alright, so you see it disappear behind you and you hear a lot of scratching, and then like biting sounds, and then more scratching, and then more biting sounds, and at some point it accidentally scratches you a little.
Ow.
But eventually you begin to feel the ropes that are behind you start to loosen.
You're getting there.
And with your strength, your legs are broken free.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, how do I get out of my arm tie? I'm tied by my arms, right?
So this is going to be some gymnastics, so go ahead and roll me just a dexterity throw to see how much you can move your body around 14. To get... Yeah, I would say that it takes you about 10 minutes, but through some movement exercises, because, you know, Brianna does her yoga in the mornings.
Well, that's true.
Devoutly. And she manages to wiggle out of the ropes tying her entirely to the chair, and she is free once more.
Okay, you and me, we're a team now. We're a team. We're sticking together. Now, let's go kick some ass.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. You want to hop onto my shoulder?
Yeah.
Yeah, hop onto my shoulder.
Very, very fat cat on your shoulders. Okay. Imagine that's the weight.
Well, I'm pretty so big, cute. So
you are.
Like a little bird.
Yep, there you go. And you two as a team.
Okay. We're a team now, and you're pretty dumb.
But you're my dumb.
But you're my dumb. So let's keep a group mind and let's go.
Group mind. Okay.
Look at me in the eyes. Group mind.
Group mind.
You can achieve great things. We don't have any more time. Let's go.
And where are you going?
I'm gonna go find that blondie.
Oh my god.
I didn't know you started.
Alright.
Look at that audio spike.
Look at that audio spike. Hey guys, and thanks for tuning into this episode of Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice.
You know what would be fun?
What would be fun?
If you were like, hey guys, welcome. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Dungeons, and someone else is like Dice, and someone else is like Everything, and everyone says Nice.
Okay, let's try it. Hey guys, and thanks for tuning into this hey guys, and thanks for tuning into the latest episode of Dungeons.
Dice. And Everything.
Nice.
Wow.
Well, that was not so good. As you can tell, Molly and Liz are here, and we are just here doing a quick outro because we were all hanging out anyways. Playing some Breath of the Wild and doing dumb... Well, you're graduated, so I can't say dumb college shit.
Yeah, I'm just a sad adult.
But hey, nope. Aren't all of us? Hey, if you like being a sad adult with us, I think that you can go out and find us on Twitter at Dungeons Dice, where we, spoiler alert, are going to be doing a giveaway in the next month. Details to come. Surprise, assholes.
What?
we have a whole plan. Also, when we launch, we're going to do one on Tumblr too, and okay. When we launch our Instagram.
Okay.
I think the Tumblr is going to be the player characters giveaway, the Twitter is the DMs giveaway, and then the Instagram is going to be the NPC giveaway.
Oh, cute.
So that should be fun. See, here, you won't get to see what I'm talking about, but maybe you'll get to hear my players react to me showing them one of the things we will be giving away.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Yes.
Look at how interested they sounded.
I kind of want to eat it.
No.
Yeah, me too.
Anyways, this is our first episode of the final bit of this arc, the last session we were all big together for, and after this we're going to be in the Cards Against Humanity studio, so you're going to see a huge uptake in quality and nonsense. What do y'all think?
Oh, it's a cat.
She's
trying to escape.
Get out. I'm not gonna edit this outro at all.
Okay.
So what would you guys like to say?
If you have any good
fan art. I thought you guys were gonna ask for fan fiction for Pokemon again.
I almost thought about it.
Liz and I have been reading
some Sonic fan fiction. Yeah,
We read one with the Sorting Hat and Hermione today.
Yeah.
Please don't!
Oh, no.
If you are curious, you can go onto fanfiction.net and find
Hermione Sorting Hat fan fiction.
Katie May actually wrote it, so
yeah.
This is true.
It's a prequel to Dungeons.
Anyways,
it's a prequel.
Yeah, it's the prequel. It's the canonical prequel. Hey, anyways, if you like what we're doing, we've really gone stagnant on our iTunes reviews, and it plagues me every night before I go to bed. So if you wanted to leave one of those, maybe.
Give us reviews and I'll give away myself in the giveaway. I'll arrive at your house.
Yeah, Molly will show up, she'll sing you a nice boy song, and then she'll get on your couch and never leave.
I'll do a tap number.
Oh, man. Alright, so giveaway, tap number. You heard it first here, folks. Liz, what are you offering in the giveaway?
I'm gonna offer up this shirt I'm wearing.
Oh,
it is a very good shirt. It has Jacob from the popular Twilight series, and it's him, and he's looking over his shoulder, and it says, "Oh, and there's also a wolf right next to him."
Oh,
and
it says,
"I'm sorry that I can't be the right kind of monster for you."
I'm so sorry.
And then on the back it says New Moon.
New Moon. You heard it here first, folks. That is the name of our next big season.
Mm-hmm.
New Moon. Heading down to Burnfort with the New Moon. If you actually watch the second Twilight series, Moon Noom, and you really study the lines backwards to front, you will find out which of our players has been the killer all along.
I love how this is just a podcast.
I know. I'm so sweaty. Let's
all right,
end.
We're done here. All right, hey guys.
Should we sing it off?
No.
Goodbye.
All right. I'll see you guys next week where our adventure will continue.